It's always so wonderful to be connected and set up under this modern day apostle. So let us not take for granted what we have. Let us take care of our gift. To that end, remember that graduation will be soon approaching.
Yes,
so online students, as well as those here on Darrow campus, you should want to honor Apostle at a high level. It's not the amount, it's the sacrifice.
Amen, amen.
You have to sacrifice to see. You can't present a gift. You listening?
Yeah, sir.
Any kind of way.
Yes,
it's got to be your best. Never forget that.
Yes,
when you're honoring men and women of God, you don't just give them anything. You can't tell me this is a small token of my appreciation.
Amen.
That day over.
Yes, sir.
Sacrifice. Make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Do it on purpose.
Yes, sir.
And the level that you honor him, God will wrap it and bring you to a whole nother level of prosperity and increase.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
So keep that in mind. That'll be for graduation.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
So I've appointed a young man to oversee that endeavor. So you have to reach out to those within the school to get the email addresses of the students so y'all can come together and decide what y'all gonna do for Apostle. But don't think small. Make it happen.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Fry a pork chop if you have to get offering. I see, I'm just messing. Y'all lost. What are you, fry a pork chop? Okay. All right, chapter number 5. I told y'all chapter number 5, moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, is one of the transitional chapters in this book. That's why we're spending this amount of time on it, because there's been so much abuse of the prophetic anointing in the church. So God must right the ship.
Yes, sir.
Because God's word is prophecy all by itself. It's the most surest word of prophecy that you can receive.
Yes,
all right. And that's based upon 2 Peter 1:21. Apostle talked about it tonight.
Yes,
all right. We're going to pick up in chapter number 5, distinguishing, discerning, and judging in the realm of prophecy. And we're going to pick up with the 7 ways to judge and discern prophetic revelation. What you whispering for? They know you read for me. Y'all hear him? Like you're talking with him. He's supposed to be reading out loud. Talk back to me. Unless he's trying to do Latin, then Apostle just tell you about Latin. Okay, let's go. Read it out loud, sir.
7 ways to judge.
7 ways to judge.
And discern prophetic revelations.
And to discern prophetic revelations.
Number one. Judging the source of prophecy.
Judging the source of prophecy.
Where is it coming from?
Where is the prophecy coming from?
The distinct qualifications of one.
The distinct qualifications of one.
Who would prophesy. Is that he must receive a word directly from God.
Is that he must receive a word from God directly into his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
This factor distinguishes him. From the false prophets.
From the false prophets.
Who speaks out of his imagination.
Who speaks out of his own imagination.
Reference Jeremiah 23:21.
Reference is Jeremiah chapter number 23, verse 21.
R-E-H or R-A-A-H.
Roe or Roa.
Which both are derived from the word seer.
Which are both derived from the word seer.
Means to look at. Or to behold intently.
This word describes the seeing.
Perceiving or receiving of God's message.
Seeing. Perceiving or seeing of God's message.
This ability to receive marks.
This ability to receive marks.
Out the true prophet from the false.
Marks out the true prophet from the false prophet. Read it again, that statement.
This ability to receive.
This ability to receive.
Marks out the true prophet.
Marks out the true prophet.
From the false.
From the false.
Scripture teaches us.
The scripture teaches us.
That a prophetic word.
That a prophetic word.
Could possibly come from three major sources.
Can possibly come from three major sources.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Number one, it could come through the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the only source of a true prophetic
now
word.
Now notice that. The Holy Spirit is the only source of a true prophetic word. Holy men of God spake. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Can I put it to you another way? Holy men of God spake if God put words in their mouth.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit moved these prophets.
The Holy Spirit moved these prophets.
The Greek word for moved.
The Greek word for moved.
Is P-H-E-R-O.
Is P-H-E-R-O. Pharaoh. Come on.
Meaning to be born along.
Meaning to be born or carried along.
Or to be driven along by a wind.
Or to be driven along by what?
Wind.
Now remember, after Jesus was baptized of the River Jordan, the Bible says in Matthew's gospel, he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. But in Mark's translation, it said he was driven. He was wind driven. We ought to be wind driven and then led by the Spirit all at the same time. We can't do this on our own. That's why the Holy Spirit is the source of all prophecy. All preaching is prophecy. Watch this though. Well, I'm about to clarify that. All preaching is prophecy when it's wind driven and spirit led. Y'all got it? You just can't be speaking out of your imagination. God got to speak. Go ahead, sir.
Through the human
spirit.
These are the ones speaking out.
Out of their own heart.
When our minds. Which is the place of expression.
Which is the place of expression.
For our human spirit. Is set upon the Holy Spirit. The thoughts communicated are often filtered. From evil and demonic influences. When our human spirits and minds
are acting independently of the Holy Spirit,
revelation and inspiration,
then the prophetic word
should be discarded. It is contaminated
by another source.
Normally it is a deceiving
or a lying spirit. Now see, we got to pay attention in class. Apostles have taught us these things. The soul can try to mimic the spirit. You heard that? I've run into many people who think they're doing something they're not. I say, where does deception occur at? In your head. Be not deceived. Are you listening? Be not deceived. Deception happens in your mind. Are you listening?
Yeah.
They got many people today calling themselves apostles.
Yeah.
They deceived.
Yeah.
They want a title with no evidence, no proof, no manifestation, no demonstration, no revelation, no illumination, no impartation. Go ahead, sir.
Through the evil spirit. The source in this instance
is a demonic spirit.
As long as the human spirit
in the believer
is in a flowing relationship
with the Holy Spirit
and his mind
is continuously set upon the ways
and workings of the Holy Spirit,
then there's adequate safety for the believer. That's why Apostle always talking about building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? See, I believe that's why the Holy Spirit, after Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, are you listening? And he came up out of that water. The Holy Spirit came up on him. You listening?
Yes.
And taking him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. That's training.
Yes,
training for reigning.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
You really want to get some training. It's more than just praying in the spirit. There's something you got to do. There's a plate you have. You got to do something with it. Now y'all don't want to talk. Everybody want, what's that? It's called fasting. The thing the church don't want to deal with today. Acts 13 and 1 say, they fasted and ministered. Then the Holy Ghost spoke. Oh, that's okay. I feel a quiet spirit. That's okay. Mm-hmm. If Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights and afterward was a hunger, how we think we gonna get by without fasting? Thank you for your enthusiasm. Fasting is the crucifying of your flesh. Fasting doesn't move God. It puts you in a position to receive from God. Fasting causes your flesh to go down to the dust and causes your spirit man to rise in ascendancy and be able to translate some things through your soul. Go ahead, sir.
Judging the contents of the prophecy.
You lost yourself.
To the evil spirit.
That's okay. We're going to take up a time.
A passive mind is Satan's door of entrance.
To influencing the believer.
To say. And do the desires of the evil
one.
Number two. Judging the contents of prophecy. What is it saying or implying?
What is the prophecy saying or implying?
We must learn to judge the actual content.
We must learn to judge the actual content
of the message.
A.
Is it in line with scripture?
Is the message of prophecy line upon line, precept upon precept with the Holy Scripture, the canon of scripture, which all prophecy must be judged by? Go ahead.
The prophetic word must be examined carefully
in the light of what the scripture is saying.
The prophetic word must be tested on the basis
of whether it conforms
in content
with the principles and precepts
of the written word of God.
Now y'all won't know why that's important. Because prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Are you listening? Jesus said, you do err in not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. You do err, Jesus said, in not knowing the scripture or in the power of God. Jesus in St. John 5:39 says, search the scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. But they are those that testify of me. Watch this now. But you won't come to me that you might have life. See, we have a lot of church folk can quote the scripture, memorize the scripture. Talk to me up here. Preach the scripture. But they never come to know the life-giving source of the scripture, which is Jesus Christ. And him crucified. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
B. Does it line up with the testimony of Jesus?
All that Jesus himself testifies.
And is presently testifying to.
Through the Holy Spirit.
And through his messengers.
Forms important criteria.
For judging prophecy. A right word at the right time.
Brings the grace of God.
Prophecy should help confirm.
And establish what Jesus is saying to the church in the now, presently.
Does the prophetic word uphold other scriptures?
Does the prophetic word given uphold the entire context of the Bible?
And is it in balance with the whole counsel of God?
And is it in balance with the whole counsel of God? You can't take one scripture and make a doctrine. You heard apostles say everything in the Bible is truly stated, but it's not the truth. Thank you for your enthusiasm. God is not Jehovah, givey, takey. Job said the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Y'all, all right. See, I feel like some of y'all feel like that. Are you listening? No, the Lord giveth, and when you don't understand it, Satan catcheth away that which you don't understand. Read your Bible. Go ahead, sir.
Every prophetic word must be measured with the whole counsel of God so that it can be wisely communicated. All that the scripture is saying
is established in the word.
All that the word is revealing is confirmed by the Spirit. The Spirit and the Word agree.
The Spirit and the Word, they agree in one.
The Spirit confirms the Word
while the Word upholds the Spirit's action.
Number three.
Judging by the character of prophecy.
Whom does the message reveal?
In the New Testament.
Operation of the prophetic revelation. The recipient must learn to intelligently carry.
The recipient of prophecy must intelligently carry.
The message upon his heart. He has to learn to respond.
To
the nature of the message. The purpose of the prophetic word. Is restoration. And the lifting up of the soul.
But not to condemn it.
When we overreact to God's message. Having a negative response. Our emotions and our frustrations. Get entangled with the precious work.
Of the Holy Spirit.
And contaminates the character of the prophetic word.
Now, y'all want an example? The woman at the well. Are you listening? See, if you process that negatively, that woman would have never made it back. Thank you for your enthusiasm. How would you like to be the one? Jesus said, go call your husband. You say, I don't have none. See, that's why motive, if love moving, everything has got to be motivated by love, not trying to embarrass, make somebody ashamed. Y'all ain't talking. See, anything God reveals to us about someone, are you listening? Is to help them.
Right.
You got to process that rightly.
That's right.
You need to know why the drunkard is drinking.
Right.
Versus condemning him for being a drunkard.
Right.
Get the key that unlocks him.
Wow.
Only the Holy Spirit can give you. See, Jesus said, it is my good pleasure to give you the keys of the kingdom.
Right.
Well, keys are just not for you.
All right.
Keys are for you to unlock others. Oh, see that? God can't release, if I don't have a spiritual father, are you listening?
Yes.
Who can see farther than I could see.
Right.
Who can watch over my life and see what God wants to do with me and in me and through me. Are you listening?
Yes.
And will take his time to invest himself to unlocking those gifts.
Yes.
They'll never come to fruition. Thank you for your enthusiasm. That's why you can't be out here on your own. You need a father. Go ahead.
The immaturity of our character.
And our negative response.
Can corrupt the nature of the prophetic word. In communicating God's word. We are to portray and reveal. The character of God. And his desires for his people. The contents of prophecy.
The contents of prophecy.
Could be right.
Could be right.
But the nature and character of the prophecy.
But the nature and the character of the prophecy.
Could be Christless.
Can be Christless. Amen.
Thus misrepresenting the master.
Thus misrepresenting the master. You so prideful. See, when God began to use you in certain areas, that's why Apostle talk about you got to be mature. Because you get to the point where you think you're doing something. Now, remember, I gave you a safeguard for that. Oh, you didn't get it? Well, let me give it to you. An interview with Jesus. The people went about talking about Jesus turned the water into wine. Jesus raised the dead. Jesus cast out devils. Thank you. You have said it too. Thank you for your enthusiasm. But when Jesus was interviewed personally, Jesus said, it is my Father in me. He doeth the works. What I see him do, I do. What I hear him say, I speak. It's my Father speaking through me. That gets rid of pride. Because once Satan make you think you're doing it, God may use you one time to kick a pot and everything happened. So you start a kick in the pot ministry. And then when you kick the pot, nothing happening now. Okay, let's go, sir.
God's words reveal God's character.
God's word reveal God's character.
God sent forth his word.
God sent forth his word.
Into our hearts as seeds.
Into our hearts as seeds.
To plant his character and nature.
To plant his character and to plant his nature within us.
And God prophecy.
In God prophecy.
No, a good prophecy.
A good prophecy.
Has the ability to reveal Christ.
Has the ability to reveal Christ.
Let us not alter the nature and character.
Let us not alter the nature and the character
of his message.
Of his message.
Because of our overreaction.
Because of our overreaction
and immaturity.
And immaturity.
Number four. Judging by the test of fulfillment.
Judging prophecy by the test of fulfillment.
Does it come to pass?
Does the prophecy come to pass?
When judging the test of fulfillment.
We need to understand.
The creative power of prophecy.
The creative power of prophecy.
The imparting power of prophecy.
The imparting power of prophecy.
The conditional aspect of
the
prophecy.
Conditional aspect of prophecy.
The process of prophetic fulfillment.
And the process of prophetic fulfillment.
A.
The
creative power of prophecy.
The creative power of prophecy.
Prophecy is more than just words spoken.
Prophecy is more than just words spoken.
In due season.
God's word is a living entity.
Containing within itself. Divine power to accomplish itself. The spoken prophetic word. Releases that power.
To perform.
The spoken prophetic word.
The spoken prophetic word.
Releases that power.
To perform.
What is spoken. And bring about the fulfillment. Of its content.
But let me tell y'all something. That's Hebrews 11. See, what the Bible talks about the word of his power. It didn't say the power of his word. Okay, y'all catch it. Y'all got it? The word of his power. See, God's word has the power within itself to bring to pass anything that God says. That's Isaiah 55 and 11 all day. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. That's why God need prophets, mouthpieces, because when that prophetic word is spoken, it is packed with the creative power and the creative ability to bring to pass what God is saying. Are you listening? When you are speaking on the behalf of God, you are not responsible for its fulfillment. It is self-fulfilled. Go ahead, sir.
The Hebrew word debar.
The Hebrew word debar.
Means to drive forward.
Means to drive forward.
That which is behind.
That which is behind.
Thus the word debar.
Thus the word debar.
Is not only something spoken.
Is not only something spoken.
But it drives forward to accomplish.
But it drives forward to accomplish.
Its message.
Its message.
Thus the term debar.
Thus the term debar.
Not only means a spoken word.
Not only means a spoken word.
But also a deed.
But also a deed.
The spoken word.
The spoken word.
And its accomplished
and its accomplished actions
are not two different functions.
They're not two different functions.
But one basic concept.
But they are one basic concept.
A false prophet.
A false prophet.
Is one whose words are counterfeit.
Is one whose words are counterfeit.
Empty.
Empty. Void.
They lack the inner power.
They lack the inner power.
For accomplishing the contents of the words.
For accomplishing the contents of the words. Now that's Philippians 1:19. They don't have the supply of the Spirit to be speaking what they're saying. So it becomes counterfeit. That's okay. They speak it. Oh, okay. Go ahead, sir. We got to hurry up. Move.
The prophetic utterance given.
The prophetic utterance given.
Through proven prophets.
Through proven prophets.
Initiates
a divine process
that brings a prophetic message.
That brings a prophetic message
into effect in the lives.
Into effect in the lives
those ministered to.
Of those who are being ministered to.
Imparting power in prophecy.
Imparting power in prophecy.
Read 1 Timothy 4:14.
Read 1 Timothy 4:14.
Neglect not the gift that is in thee.
Neglect not the gift that is in thee.
Which was given thee by
which was given thee by prophecy.
With the laying on of hands.
With the laying on of hands.
Of the
presbytery.
2 Timothy 1:6.
2 Timothy 1:6.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance.
That thou stir up,
that thou stir up the gift of God,
which is in thee,
which is in thee
by, putting on of my
by the putting on of my hand. See, that goes along with Romans 1:11. Paul say, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. Are you listening? Are you listening? See, that's why you don't want anybody laying hands on you, because there are impartations given. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, sir. The prophetic utterances
carried
with it the creative power
that give or channel the gift from God.
That gives or channels the gift from God
to Timothy.
To Timothy.
Timothy was not just informed.
Timothy was not just informed
about the gift.
About the gifting.
But he received an impartation.
But he received an impartation of them.
See. The conditional aspect of prophecy.
The conditional aspect of prophecy.
The life in a seed.
The life in a seed.
Does not become a tree.
Does not become a tree.
Unless it is planted.
Unless it is what? Planted.
Watered and nurtured to grow.
Watered and then nurtured to grow.
God does not overstep human responsibility.
God does not overstep human responsibility.
Prophetic word carries with it.
The prophetic word carries with it.
The power to accomplish if unhindered.
The power to accomplish whatever God sent it to do if unhindered.
Yet its fulfillment.
Yet its fulfillment.
May be hindered by the recipient's life.
May be hindered by the what? Recipient's life.
The quality or measure of fulfillment.
The quality or the measure of fulfillment.
Will depend on the recipients who receive.
Will depend upon the recipients who receive.
The prophetic word.
The prophetic word.
We can always receive more than that.
We can always receive more than what we, than what the prophecy said.
Let me read it again.
We can always receive more
than our prophecy.
Than our prophecy.
We are not limited by our prophecy.
We're not limited by our prophecy.
But it is a stepping stone.
But it is a stepping stone.
For higher things in God.
For higher things in God. Y'all want to know why that's important? Because see, the Bible says you prophesy what? In part. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I told you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14. You prophesy in part. You don't prophesy the whole. That's why you can't get stuck on one little aspect. You only have a part of. You gotta go see, there's the process. All right, y'all want a good example? Abraham. God came to him when he was 75 years old. 25 years. God spoke to him. Thank you for your enthusiasm. 25 years, but y'all thought you had McDonald's. He was being processed. You listening? So he can become fully persuaded that what God promised, he was also able to perform. Are you listening? He would go to God and say, well, this is not happening. God said, what you mean I didn't give you no seed? When I spoke, that was the seed. And what I spoke was self-contained to bring to pass in your life what I promised. It's not me. I'm processing you. See, God must first build us to build the building. God got to build you to build wealth. You got to be built to handle whatever it is God wants you to carry out. Are you listening? How much time on the clock? Okay, all right, just making sure here. I feel like I'm, okay, go ahead, sir.
A prophetic word may sometimes be hindered
in its fulfillment in the life
of its recipients
because
certain conditions have not been fulfilled,
certain instructions have not been followed,
and certain commands have not been obeyed.
Y'all ready for this? God ain't going no further than what he told you to do the last time. Till you fulfill that, you don't have to worry about getting no more. Somebody said, well, he spoke and he ain't saying no more. Well, that means keep doing what he told you to do. Are you listening? Thank you for your enthusiasm. Well, Lord, it's taking too long. Time is irrelevant when you're dealing with God. Are you listening? Because everything that God speaks, he's already done. Already done. God did not speak to you to tell you what he was going to do. When God spoke, he was telling you what he already have done. Thank you. So here's something you need to write down. The do of God is in done. The do of God is in done. D-O-N-E. You must believe that it's already done. When you believe that it's already done, then God can just do it. Because you must first believe that it's done. Call those things which be not as though they have already come to pass. Are you listening? You're not going to be healed. You are. You're not going to be rich. You are. Watch how you're speaking. The tense in which you speak determine how things come out. The church is still speaking in futuristic terms. God is going to do. Whenever you say God is going to do, you're saying he has not already done. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Okay, watch the next time you say something. Go ahead.
D. How do we bring prophecy to fulfillment? Do not limit yourself in your mind. To just the prophecy. Always believe God.
For more that the prophecy.
And see beyond the horizon.
And it should be then the prophecy, huh? Read it again.
Do not limit yourself
in your mind
to just the prophecy. Always believe God
for more than the prophecy
and see beyond the horizon
of the prophetic word.
Know that God
is able to do what he says.
Let faith be active
and aggressive. See, Abram had to come. That's why you got to go from Genesis 12 to Romans 4. Abram had to become fully persuaded that what God hath promised, he was also able to perform. Are you listening? See, God is the performer. All we have to do is believe. He performs. Luke 1:45, when Mary received that word, she was carrying the Christ child, went to cousin Elizabeth's house. Are you listening? And Elizabeth said these words, "Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." In other words, God can perform exactly what he told you. A woman can't make herself pregnant. God had to do that. What did Mary say? "Be it done unto me according to what God had said." The angels say, "Goodbye. No further instructions needed." This woman and say the one thing that made it all work. "Be it done unto me according to what God had said." You know she believed it, because without any morning sickness, she went to cousin Lizzie's house. Thank you for your enthusiasm. And made the announcement she was carrying the Christ child. Y'all will catch up with it sooner or later. Go ahead.
"Know that God is able to do."
Know that God is able to do.
"What he said."
What he said.
"Let faith be active."
Let faith be active.
"And aggressive."
And aggressive.
"Keep praying along the lines of prophecy."
Keep praying along the lines of prophecy.
"Saturate prophecy."
Saturate prophecy.
"With prayer and intercession."
With prayer and with intercession. Saturate prophecy. There's a scripture, I don't have time to turn to it, but Paul told his son Timothy, it is through prophecy that you wage a good warfare. What does that mean? When you receive a prophetic word, you got to meditate it. You got to pray it. You got to thank God he's performing. Are you listening? He'll keep on giving you further instructions. He's responsible for bringing it to pass. Not you. Y'all understand what I mean when I say he brings it to pass? You have to cooperate, but you can't make it happen. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Somebody said that's contradictory. No, it's not. God is the one performing. Okay, go ahead.
"Keep enlarging your thought."
Keep enlarging your thought
patterns.
"Along the contents of the prophecy." Along the contents of the prophecy.
"Ask the Holy Spirit to work and establish."
Ask the Holy Spirit to work and to establish.
"The prophecy that is revealed."
The prophecy that is revealed.
"Into your spirit."
Into your spirit.
"Develop the spirit of humility."
Develop the spirit of humility.
"Do not think more highly of yourself."
Do not think more highly of yourself
than you ought to think. "Develop a prophetic conscience."
Develop a prophetic conscience.
"Of God's destiny."
Of God's destiny.
"Over your life."
Over your life.
"My prophetic counsel."
My prophetic counsel.
"There's a need for prophets to be accountable."
There's a need for prophets to be accountable.
"For their prophecies."
For their prophecies.
"Old Testament prophets."
Old Testament prophets
moved in circuits.
Moved in circuits.
"They went back continually to the people."
They went back continuously to the people.
"They ministered to before."
"This either increased their credibility."
This either increased their credibility. "Or decreased their lifespan."
Or decreased their lifespan.
"There's a need to give prophecy."
There's a need to give prophecy.
"That can be fulfilled over a short period of time."
That can be fulfilled over a short period of time.
"This increases the recipient's faith."
This increases the recipient's faith.
"Towards prophetic utterance."
Towards prophetic utterance.
"When a prophecy given reveals the accurately," when a prophecy given reveals accurately what God has been doing and is doing
in the life of the recipient.
It directs them to work in accordance to what God is working within them.
Got a question for you. Often I hear apostles, say, Donna, you got to be careful when people trying to lay hands on you or they want to touch and pray with you.